Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And in about 3 hours, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will do something no Fed chairman has done before, hold a news conference. Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders can say what they will about Bernanke, but he's always advocated more transparency for the inscrutable Federal Reserve Board, and today he will deliver. Questions for Bernanke might include why he seems bent on keeping unemployment high and whether his policy of flooding the market with dollars is causing inflation. So let's preview the 2:15 event when Ben Bernanke will meet the press and face the nation for the first time. With us now is the New York Bureau Chief for the public radio program Marketplace, Heidi Moore. Hi, Heidi. Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
And listeners, the phones and our website are open. What would you ask Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke if you could ask him a question? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Heidi, why hasn't there ever been a news conference by a Federal Reserve chairman before?
I think it's mostly been to preserve the mystique. Usually, people haven't been this interested in monetary policy. It's been a thing that only people on Wall Street really cared about. But the recession has kind of put us all in bed together, and we have to care what Wall Street does. We have to care what the Federal Reserve does.
Why do you think Bernanke is doing this now? One could argue that he only has something to lose.
Well, he might have good news. We've had indications of a recovery. So this might actually be the first time in a long time when he can actually come out and maybe say something positive that people can actually believe.
Do you expect him to make news in an opening statement, announce a big interest rate hike to cool inflation or anything like that?
It's doubtful. I mean, it's such a new experience for him. Why would he want to rock the boat? He probably wants to keep it down to brass tacks, where inflation is going and whether the economy is doing as well as we think.
Listeners, what would you ask Ben Bernanke if you had a shot at him this afternoon at that news conference? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And David in Monmouth County, you're on WNYC. Hey, David.
Good morning. My question is not really my question. My question is David Leonhardt's question in the Times this morning. He raises the question for Bernanke of why he doesn't do more to lower the unemployment rate. He claims that Bernanke has said on occasion in the past that there are means that the Fed has of reducing unemployment, but that they haven't fully used these methods.
Great question. And that was a great column by David Leonhardt this morning. I was going to raise this myself. So Heidi Moore, do you agree with the premise? I assume you read the Leonhardt column today. Do you agree with the premise that Bernanke is making a conscious decision to keep unemployment high with his monetary policies?
I think it's arguable, but you could stand by it. The Fed has two jobs. It has to keep down inflation and it has to keep down unemployment. And in an economy that's as chaotic as the one we've seen over the past 3 years, it seems like Bernanke's really choosing his spots. He's saying, I can deal with inflation, but employment is such a huge and almost systemic problem that he has expressed some doubt whether he can do anything about it. And he's actually asked for help from Congress and from lawmakers with that. So I think they're kind of putting it off to the side right now because, number one, it seems an insoluble problem, and also it just might need more people than we have at the Federal Reserve.
Well, flooding the market with cash in buying back U.S. Treasury bonds, the so-called quantitative easing, or QE2, and keeping interest rates near zero, aren't those policies meant specifically to fight unemployment as opposed to inflation?
Well, I think actually the Fed, I think, has expressed more concern about inflation. I mean, I think we're really questioning our premises. That's what's happened since the financial crisis. And it's time to ask whether we can, using things like interest rates, actually affect unemployment. A lot of that depends on corporations. And we've seen corporate profits rising, corporate borrowing is rising. They have what they need to hire. And so arguably, the Fed doesn't need to do any more spurring for that. And actually, they might be hurting corporations if they keep interest rates this low, because banks want to lend, and it's the lower you keep interest rates, the longer you keep them that low, it starts to hurt banks and how much money they can make.
Huh. Marcia, in Wappingers Falls, you have a question for Ben Bernanke?
Yes. Given his understanding of the national economy and the world economy, what national policy, not just economic, but economic and political combination of policies would do the most to increase employment in the next 2 to 5 years.
Thank you very much. You think he might get a question like that, and could you anticipate what he would say?
I would love for him to get a question like that. I think it's a really salient question, and so many people in Congress and in business have been putting their minds to it. Some people believe direct investment is what we need to do, you know, something like creating an infrastructure program, almost like a public works program, to put people back to work.
A non-starter in the House of Representatives.
It is, exactly. I mean, a lot of these programs are facing tremendous trouble just because we are so cash-strapped as a country. And if you need direct investment to get people employed, which seems to be kind of the only option we haven't tried yet, the question is, where do we get the money? And as we know, we're all deeply in debt. We have a giant, you know, multi-trillion-dollar hole in our budgets and deficits. And so the question is, you know, how do we pay for it? And no one wants to be the bad guy who says, we're going to set aside money.
I think Bobby in Brooklyn has a good sarcastic question for Ben Bernanke. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
My question is, and I just want to lay something out, if when you're looking for a house and you want to get a mortgage, if you don't want to go with a bank, you might go with somebody a little less reputable, like a gangster or something like that. So let's just say you borrow $300,000 from a gangster. Now, the gangster all of a sudden disappears. He gets whacked by somebody. That's my stimulus right there. My question is, if everybody got mortgages from gangsters or somebody else as opposed to a bank, and the person that you're borrowing from just disappears, that would be a stimulus. And that's exactly what I'm questioning.
Are you relating this to the TARP in some way?
We're bailing out gangsters, and my question is, why are we doing that?
There we go. Bobby, thank you very much. His question is about the TARP. Because he sees the Wall Street firms as the gangsters.
Right. Well, they haven't disappeared. So the problem is if you do refer to them as gangsters, they actually haven't gotten whacked. If anything, they've been made men, right? I mean, to use the mafia metaphor to its ultimate. But, you know,
it's the it's the borrowers in foreclosure who are getting whacked.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's a tough situation, but we can't exist without a banking system, you know, ultimately. The question is, how much do we have to support that banking system, and has it gone too far? The Fed has been intervening in the markets, buying up these treasury bonds, partially to help Wall Street get back on its feet, because you need to go to the ATM and pull out your cash. You need to be able to pay for your mortgage. You need to have your credit card. The question is, you don't want that bank to be coddled. You want them to do business, but you don't want to take it too far. And that's the tension that the Fed and Bernanke are facing.
I heard some conservative economists talking last night about their desire to see interest rates go up to fight inflation, which they see as a bigger threat than unemployment. And they poo-pooed the idea that there's even a relationship between higher interest rates and higher unemployment. Do you think that's a firmly established relationship? Or from a political perspective, why would the conservative position be to raise rates and the more liberal position be to keep them low?
I think that's a really good question that probably people from either party could kind of discuss more in depth. But I do think it goes to the question of we're looking at our premises again, and everything we know about monetary policy and how it affects the economy is up for grabs right now. We don't know exactly. I mean, can you have a link between higher interest rates and higher unemployment? You know, I don't know if you can right now.
Raymond in Farmingdale, you have a question for Ben Bernanke at the first ever news conference by a Fed chairman?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Brian, for taking my call. I'd like to ask Mr. Bernanke if he's familiar with the childhood fable of the grasshoppers and the ants. We know that's where the grasshoppers were living it up in the good times in the summer and paid no attention to the future, where the ants said, well, the winter is going to come, and they put stores away. And then when it came to bailing them out, the grasshoppers pleaded with the ants to help them, and they did. But Mr. Bernanke is doing the same thing. He's confiscating the savings of thrifty and frugal people with interest rates below the inflation rate, and using it to bail out the grasshoppers.
Raymond, thank you very much. So we've got gangsters, we've got grasshoppers, we've got ants. But his question is really different than Bobby's. He's talking about, as I understand it, him and other people as senior citizens now living largely on fixed incomes. And with these interest rates close to zero, they can't make any interest on their non-risky investments.
Yeah, that's a real problem. That's actually one of the biggest problems that the Fed has yet to address, which is that, you know, banks, and this is where the banks come in, banks are giving you less interest on your savings than they're charging the Fed. So, you know, it's actually kind of, this is a word, it's called arbitrage, where you find more value somewhere and then you transfer it somewhere else. That's what they call it on Wall Street. And that's what's happening with those rates. It is unfair.
I'd love to see him ask that too. Heidi, we have 15 seconds. What would your question be if you got a place in that room today?
I would ask Mr. Bernanke about inflation and commodity prices. I think we've really seen commodity prices rise where it's very expensive for people to be able to buy food. And that's cutting into wages and what we can spend.
Heidi Moore, the New York Bureau Chief for the public radio program Marketplace. Heidi, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll see what Ben Bernanke does get asked at the first ever news conference for a Federal Reserve Chairman, 2:15 this afternoon.